has been a great week, and we're only on Tuesday, okay? It is our Women of Impact Week, where we bestow the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards, and it is time to meet today's winner, Women in Healthcare winner.
Yes, our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in Healthcare Award recipient, Erin Kinney Richard.
Yay! Congratulations!
Erin has been a nurse for over 25 years and has worked in many different areas on PEI. She currently works in three different nursing roles at the QEH as well as Holland College. There has never been a time in Erin's life she has not put others first. She spends every waking minute of her life doing things for others. When she's not working as a nurse, she can be found cooking meals at the Upper Room Soup Kitchen, singing worship at her church, or looking after one of her grandchildren on one of her very few days off. Erin demonstrates so much selflessness on a daily basis, it's actually hard to understand how she does it all. To know Erin, you truly are one of the luckiest people on PEI, because it is a gift to have her in your life. Our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in Healthcare Award recipient, Erin Kinney Richard.
Yes! Amazing!
Amazing. And Erin, well, we got to chatting before we came in the studio. And first of all, Erin has her family here to support her. It's so clear that they're so proud of you. And we've spoken with other winners, and we know that it's meaningful that they're receiving these awards, being recognized in their fields. This is particularly meaningful for you because I know that you knew Carrie Wynn McLeod. How does it feel to receive this award and to know that your impact is making such a difference for Islanders?
It's really an incredible honor to think that people would take the time to nominate me. You know, it's hard to put into words how much this means. And I did know Carrie. We were both really involved in singing, and then I knew her later on. And so just an incredible honor. I had so much respect for her. And I've been incredibly blessed with this career. So I'm very grateful to receive this award.
Incredible. And you've been in nursing for over 25 years. And this is a profession that I've seen firsthand. Mom was a nurse, so I know what that's all about. So just knowing that going in, it's such an accomplishment to do it for over 25 years. What brings you the most joy about nursing?
It's actually 35 years this year that I'll have been a nurse.
Well, that's over 25.
It is over 25. The most joy. There is so much joy in what I do. I mean, imagine having a career where there's endless opportunities, lifelong learning, and you're surrounded by incredible people that their greatest desire is really to help others.
Right.
And that's really, my coworkers. No one gets to a level of success without being surrounded by absolutely incredible people. And I have to shout out to my foundation, which is my family and my church. They're just so supportive of me. Yeah. My husband accepts every crazy idea I've got. But my coworkers in healthcare are exceptional. These are just absolutely wonderful people to work with. Every section of them, the frontline staff, the nurses, RCWs, the doctors, the admin support that we have, the environmental services, it's just a great big team working together. That brings me joy every day to be able to work with these people.
Incredible. All right. Well, you're going to hang with us here for about an hour or so. We'll dazzle you with the birthday list and have a little bit of fun. All right.
All right. Wonderful.
Awesome. This is going to be so much fun.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Now with Kung Fu Action Grip.
And we're back.
I gotta say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff.
Independence. Visit HansonSolarEnergy.ca to inquire or give us a call. Hanson Solar Energy. Power through any storm.
Sunshine this morning, increasing cloudiness this afternoon, some light wind. Today's high is -3 with a -9 wind chill by this afternoon. A little bit of snow happening this evening, just a couple of centimeters, ending before morning, some light wind, and temperature will be steady near -2 with a -9 wind chill. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud to start the day, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. Chance of some rain showers or flurries late in the afternoon tomorrow. The high is 3. Right now, it is -12 with a -19 wind chill in Summerside, minus 13 with a minus 19 wind chill in Charlottetown. Scott?
All right, and the late bus list is starting to grow this morning. Bus 32, driven by Rob Harding, serving Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 60 minutes late. Bus 46, Kathy Coughlin, to Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 30 minutes late. Bus 534, Mike Cal, to West Isle Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late. Bus 391, Mary Kenny, to Ecole Francois Biot, running 30 minutes late. And just in, bus 575, Debbie Perry, serving Ellerslie Elementary School, running 1 hour late.
Doing it in real time. You are a wizard. I love it. You can find all those on our website as well. We will have more with Erin Kinney Richard coming up here next. She is our interesting... No, you are interesting. Woman of Impact, Woman in Healthcare Award winner this morning. I was off 3 days last week, Erin, and I'm still recovering from it, really. This is AHA, Take On Me, Ocean 100. Aha! Told you I was going to do it. Aha! Take On Me, Ocean 100. It is 7:51, and welcome aboard. It is Tuesday. Darcy's trivia question's on the go, too, right now. She is the best-selling Canadian artist of all time. Who is it? Send me a text with your answer, 902-368-1720. If you get it right, you're in the draw on Friday, and you may just win a $100 gift card from our pals at Robbins. Today, we have yet another amazing Carrie Winn-McLeod Woman of Impact Award winner with us.
Yes, and this is Erin Kinney Richard, and Erin is the recipient for healthcare. And it's so obvious how much you love your job. Listening to you talk about it, you're so passionate.
Very.
Although I assume there must be some tough parts in nursing and working in the healthcare industry. What would be the toughest part about your job, Erin?
The toughest. Probably two really tough things. The first one, of course, is losing people. Mm. Incredibly hard. You know, and you get 2 minutes to collect yourself and then give your attention to a whole other group of patients that need your best. You know, and so you kind of learn how to deal with that. I'll just, you know, touch a little bit for a minute on these amazing coworkers. You know, they help you through that. Right. They really do, because they're suffering the same loss. And you've got to keep going, and you've got to keep giving everything you can to the next, you know, people that you have to look after. And the other very difficult part would be, you know, there's so much negativity that we're hearing on social media and everywhere about healthcare and about shortages. And how do you keep really positive, you know, through that, you know? And there's the old saying, you know, garbage in, garbage out. You know, if that's what you're going to listen to, and there is, it's true, the shortages and there's waits for things, and you know, I wish there wasn't. Mm. I wish we could help everybody really quickly. We just can't. That's very frustrating to be part of that system, you know, but I just find if we focus every day on, you know, I have this little prayer I say to myself as I drive to work every day, you know, Lord, help me do good work today. I just want to focus on that. Mm-hmm. And forget about the other stuff, just because I can't fix it. But yeah, what I can do is be a really good nurse for everyone I have come in contact with today. And that's what most of my coworkers are doing too.
And those are, and I do have to say this, because as somebody who has been on the receiving end, you know, like gone through care or gone through hard circumstances, those relationships and the way that a healthcare worker cares for, you know, patients and their loved ones is significant. So it really, you know, you loving your job and all those healthcare workers make huge differences in people's lives, in the care you provide and the healthcare you provide. So thank you.
Yes.
From the bottom of our hearts.
It's a job that you receive blessings back every day.
Love it.
Well, okay. Speaking of blessings, we're going to do some birthday announcements.
Okay,
right?
Well, that's a weird segue
it's
there.
Not really. It's a blessing to have another birthday.
Calendar. Absolutely. Presented by the Confederation Bridge.
There's an intro now. We can't talk over the guy doing the intro.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. In front of our friend Aaron, too. Guys, come on. All right. Celebration calendar. Your name's on the list. You're in the draw. You might win a Confederation Bridge pass. Oh! That'd be good. Belated birthday to Tim McGuigan from Stratford. That's for mom and dad. Another belated for Lauren Matheson, 17th birthday. Spent the day at Charlottetown Rural High School. Probably doing the same today, I'd say.
Yes.
My old buddy Sean McElduff is celebrating today. Happy birthday, buddy. Mitch McDonald and Corn Band. Happy birthday. Love from your girls. Evan Goche grew up in the old stomping grounds of yours truly in Hillsborough Park. Happy birthday, Evan. Hope it's a great day. Blair Donovan is 53. Love Kara, James, and Nash. Belated birthday, and they say age is not a factor for someone whose name is not here. Anyway, it's a birthday wish from Flossie, family, and friends. I'll see if I could track that one down. So, Scott, go ahead.
All right, Nancy Winchester. That's best wishes from Kim and Kent. Belated birthday wish for Miles McNaught. Jamie Yonker, 54th birthday. That's with love from Danielle, Laura, Bradley, Cohen, Alex, and Hillary.
All right, Julie McMillan in Charlottetown celebrating a birthday. Bradley, Cohen, Alex, and Hillary. I guess that wish comes from them. Yes. Roy McNeil in Murray Harbor turning 74. Carmen Landry from his wife Sharon and four grandchildren. Carmen is in Oyster Bed Bridge. A wedding anniversary for Ewan and Mary Ellen Gillespie. They're in Stanhope celebrating 47 years. Happy belated birthday to Austin Chason or Chason from Surrey. Love from mom and dad. And Susie Dillon celebrating birthday. Finally, Frankie Woods turning 22. And that wish comes from your family, Frankie.
All right, again, if you know Flossie, happy birthday to you. I couldn't find it. We'll have more with our woman of impact today, Aaron Kinney-Richard, coming up next.
Weekdays at 7:50, listen for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate
the daily special for $14.95. Get all the details, just visit redshores.ca.
Ocean 100 News.
Sunshine this morning with some clouds rolling in this afternoon. A high of -3. Right now it is -13. Good morning. I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Hanson Solar Energy, now offering solutions for residential, commercial, and farm. Islanders and all Canadians waking up to a new and uncertain reality after U.S. President Donald Trump's deadline for economy-wide tariffs passed overnight, triggering a continental trade war. Trump's executive order imposed 25% across-the-board tariffs with a lower 10% levy on Canadian energy as of midnight Eastern time. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a statement Monday that Canada was ready to respond with its own 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods. He says the retaliatory tariffs will remain in place until the U.S. ceases its tariffs. Now, in early February, before the tariffs were paused for a month, the PEI government said it would respond to the imposition of tariffs by the United States by removing U.S.-based products from liquor stores. The province had indicated all American wines, beer, and spirits would be removed from provincial liquor store shelves across the province, which would also mean that restaurants and agency stores couldn't reorder or restock U.S. products. The province had said it would also limit procurement with U.S.-based companies, canceling existing contracts, limiting the ability for U.S. companies to bid or compete for provincial government contracts. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced that former PEI Premier Dennis King has been appointed as Canada's next ambassador to Ireland. Trudeau made the announcement in a news release issued Monday morning by the Prime Minister's office, highlighting what it calls King's proven track record of public service, saying he helped drive progress on key priorities such as health care, education, economic development, and job creation. King resigned as PEI Premier as of February 21st. On Sunday morning around 11 o'clock, Murray River Fire Department, Kings District RCMP, and Island EMS all responded to a fire at a home in Glen William. RCMP says no one was injured in the fire, but the house was significantly damaged. Music PEI Week getting underway today runs right through Saturday. It's a chance to see some talented PEI musicians at showcases and events being held across the province. And while tickets will be sold at the door at each venue, you can pick up advance tickets through Music PEI's website and Locarious PEI's locally owned ticketing platform. Highlights during Music PEI Week include Downey Stinger, presented by Ocean 100 and Hot 105.5 on Wednesday night at Copper Bottom Brewing in Montague, the SoCan Songwriter of the Year concert at the Scott McCauley Performing Arts Center in Summerside on Thursday, and the 24th Annual Music PEI Awards Gala at the Confederation Center of the Arts on Saturday night. Late buses this morning, bus 32, driven by Rob Harding, serving Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 60 minutes late. Bus 46, Kathy Coughlin to Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, Charlottetown Rural, running 30 minutes late. Bus 534, Mike Cal, serving West Isle Family of Schools, 30 minutes late. Bus 391, Mary Kenny to Ecole Francois Biot, running 30 minutes late. Bus 575, Debbie Perry, serving Ellerslie Elementary, 1 hour late. Ocean 100 Sports brought to you by Summerside Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In the NHL last night, Maple Leafs lost 3-2 to San Jose in a shootout. In overtime, Montreal down Buffalo 4-3. Another highlight, Washington edged Ottawa 5-4 in a shootout. Islanders lost 4-0 to the Rangers. At the Brier in Kelowna, BC, PEI's Tyler Smith rink lost 10-3 to Alberta's Brad Jacobs rink, which includes Brett Gallant. PEI Special Olympics Team Canada members, they headed out on Monday to represent Canada at the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin, Italy, running March 8th through the 15th. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Hey folks, Solar Jeff here. Forget spring, forget winter. March means one thing, home show season. That's right, folks, the season of home improvement dreams. Enhancing
their name on local sports teams' jerseys. When you're doing business with Summerside Chrysler Dodge, you're doing good for your community. Come home to
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
Ocean 100 weather, sunshine this morning. We'll see some increasing cloudiness this afternoon, a high of -3. Tonight, cloudy, periods of snow beginning early in the evening, ending before the morning, couple of centimeters possible. Temperatures steady near -2. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, then becoming cloudy near noon with a chance of showers or flurries late in the day and a high of 3. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, -12 in Summerside, -13 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. A couple of birthdays to add to the list. Grampy Colin McCauley. That's from grandsons Leo and Louis Bunnell. Colin, I hope it is just a dandy
happy
day.
Birthday.
They better have gotten you a dandy cake, too, for sure. And I also figured out the mystery of whose birthday it was. John McDonald is celebrating today. That's okay. From Flossie. Family and friends. That's,
well, I'm glad we straightened that
out. We did. It's pretty funny how quickly they'll actually message you to straighten you out when you make the mistake. It's great, really.
It's great.
Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia. She is the best-selling Canadian artist of all time. Who is it? A correct answer puts you in the draw to win a $100 gift card. And we will most definitely give that away on Friday, okay? Today's answer...
Celine Dion.
It was a toss-up between Celine and a lot of people saying Shania, but They are 1-2 on the list. Celine Dion and then Shania Twain. All right.
Okay.
So there you go. That's the more you know. The more you know.
Did we just have a tooth come out on live radio? Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Wow. This is a first.
We have lots to talk about coming up in a few, because we have more guests in here now, and business is picking up on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch, where customer service is number one.
That's Coldplay and Clocks, Ocean 100. It is 8:11. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show, Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Darcy, Jill, and Scott here, joined by Erin Kinney Richard, who is our Women of Impact Award winner today for Women in Healthcare. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you've brought some guests with you.
I have.
Who do we have here with us now?
So these are two of my grandchildren. These are Huey and Tucker. These are my grandsons, and they go to Southern Kings. They'll want me to throw that out there.
Okay, perfect. Now, which one just had a tooth come out while
Tucker,
we were...
Tucker,
I think. It was Tucker.
Tucker. So how many teeth have you lost so far? Do you have a count?
No.
No count on them? No. But this isn't like the first tooth you've ever lost?
No.
No, so you're like an old pro. You're 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how old is Huey?
5 years old.
And just before we were chatting, and Tucker, you said you pointed out that you had a loose tooth, but I don't think any of us realized just how loose that tooth was. So it just popped out. We've never had that on radio. How does it feel to be a record holder now? The first kid ever to lose a tooth on live radio.
He lost a tooth more than just one time.
Yeah, but just but one, never, once on the radio.
But never
though.
On radio, right? So that's kind of special, do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty special. That's amazing. Geez. that's got to be worth like, that's got to be a $10
big
tooth.
Money from like, the tooth fairy
has to be watching that, right?
Tooth fairy better dig deep today.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm thinking so. Maybe some ice cream at some point too. Okay, well, thank you for being here and hanging out with us, guys. We're just turning this into a party.
Yes.
But let's talk about, what do you call her, Grandma? Grammy?
Mima.
Okay, I like that. Now, Mima, you're also a very dedicated volunteer at the Upper Room Soup Kitchen, which is fantastic. They're good friends of ours over there, too. Tell us how you first got involved in that.
So about 14 years ago, my oldest daughter, Cassie, went to Guatemala to do a mission trip with Impact Ministries. Okay. Through the church in our area in Belfast, and my sister and her husband were going on that trip, and it really was a wonderful trip for her, and it really affected her in a lot of good ways, and I thought, well, I want to do something like that. Right. I want to be involved in something like that, a mission trip, and you know, my husband and I talked about it, and he said, you know, do you think maybe there's people here you can help? And I thought, well, of course, how silly of me. Of course there's people here I can help. So I literally just looked up the number to the soup kitchen and I called and I spoke to a wonderful lady named Donna. And I said, if I buy all the groceries and I come, can I cook a meal and serve it? I'll do the cleanup. I'll do everything. And she said, well, can you cook for 100 people? And I said, I absolutely can. So that's how it started. And ever since then, I have been going at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, and taking the groceries and cooking the meal and just really enjoying myself there with all the people that are there.
I do good to cook for 2 people. And you're cooking for 100, just out of nowhere, out of the blue. That's fantastic.
I'm going to just ask this because when we were chatting before you came on air, it's so clear that volunteerism and volunteering, it's a core value of your family. Like you said that you saw that your parents did that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So maybe you can chat just for a second about that. And then, of course, why the soup kitchen is so important to you.
So I grew up in a household where volunteering is what you did. That was just something. It was hardly talked about. It was just everybody was involved in that. There, we volunteered at church. We volunteered in our community. That was always incredibly important to my parents. And I have a family of people that do that. You know, my sisters and my one brother, everyone volunteers. We all have these passions that we have of different organizations that we want to do good work for. And so everyone is involved in something. And you know, the soup kitchen kind of started as, you know, you hear about soup kitchens. I didn't have a lot of experience for something like that, but I thought this is a way I can go and I can impact people that are right here on PEI and help them. And it just opened up this huge world for me of being able to go and to meet people. And, you know, so part of what I'm doing is providing a meal, and I take that really seriously that I buy good food and I make a good meal, that's what I would have at home. I really want to give them something good and nourishing. But the other part of it is I get out and I talk to people when I'm there because I want them to see that they're really important to me. I value them. I really want to meet them. I want to say hi to them. I want them to know that they mean so much to me that, yep, I got up today and I bought the groceries and I came here and I made you a meal because you matter to me. You're somebody that's important to me. And, you know, so you develop this relationship. There's people I've seen there for 14 years and there's new people I see every time I go. It's been incredible. And it's also opened up getting other people to do stuff. I have to shout out to Kim Harris, who is my coworker in hemodialysis, who's been coming for 6 years with me to the soup kitchen, and awesome. I couldn't do it without her. And, you know, so it's opened up that it's exposed other people to doing good works and coming and being involved in that. And, you know, as it's spoken to all the time, everything you put out, you get tenfold back. Mm. And that's what happens every time I go.
What a blessing you are for the community. You know, not everybody is coming off the street and doing stuff like this and doing it for so long. So that is absolutely incredible. And I mean, proving in you know, spades exactly what this award is all about. So that is incredible stuff. And what an example to set for, you know, the next generation too. So like you are doing some very powerful stuff here right now. We'll do some shout outs and have a little bit of fun before we're done. Okay.
Good.
All right.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
Good day, everyone. It's Tiny here from Tiny's Automotive Service in Warren Grove. Well, we're open for business gift certificate. Lastly, if you need an inspection or an authorized station, come on in and experience the Tiny's difference. Book today at 902-892-0032.
Ocean 100, it's 818. Jeez, guys, we forgot about Gerard. Gerard's at Smitty's right now for Shrove Tuesday. Are you okay? You're doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing, you know what, I'm doing okay. I'm just keeping an eye on the crowd that's coming in here. Yeah, it's on until 8:30, so you still have some time to drop by Smitty's. They do takeouts, right? So it's $10, you get a stack of pancakes, you get sausage, you get a coffee or tea. All the proceeds go to the great organization. You were just talking about volunteers and all that stuff. The great organization of the Wiseman Service Club here in Charlottetown. They support so many incredible programs, including the inner city youth soccer, Pat and the Elephant, scholarship, as well, and also they help support the Bluefin Swim Team and the NIADS. It's on until 8:30. Like I said, you get stack pancakes, sausage, and coffee or tea. A big shout out to the kitchen crew, Sharon, Earl, and Jody at Smitty's, who've been serving up these delicious pancakes. So drop by. Like I said, they do take out. You got until 8:30. Drop by, either sit in or take it with you and help support the Great Wiseman's Club. I'm Gerard, Ocean 100.
Hi, this is Amy, and I'm a resident care worker. A few years back, I was working a job that didn't fulfill me. Then I found the Resident Care Worker Training Program on PEI, and everything changed.
18 colors, rated for winds up to 120 miles per hour, and are backed by a 50-year transferable warranty. Don't wait. Secure your spot today. Visit AcadianRoofing.com, check them out on Facebook, or call 902-432-0168.
Sunshine today, increasing cloudiness this afternoon, some light wind and a high of -3. A few centimeters of snow beginning early this evening and ending before morning. Light wind, temperature steady near -2 with a wind chill at -9. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud to start the day. More clouds rolling in the afternoon. Chance of rain showers or flurries late in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is +3. Right now it's -12 with a -18 wind chill in Summerside. -11 with a wind chill at -18 in Charlottetown.
Okay, those late buses. Bus 32, Rob Harding to Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural. 60 minutes late. Bus 46, Kathy Coughlin serving Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, Charlottetown Rural. 30 minutes late. Bus 534, Mike Cal, West Isle Family of Schools, 30 minutes late. Bus 391, Mary Kenny to Ecole Francois Biot, running 30 minutes late. And bus 575, Debbie Perry, serving Ellerslie Elementary, 1 hour late.
Talk. Gosh. We're going to wrap things up with our latest Woman of Impact, Erin Kinney Richard, next.
Across the street, the river. Is slipping away. Let me know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll be sailing.
That's Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart, Ocean 100. It's 8:26. What a treat it has been hanging out here today with our latest Woman of Impact, Carrie Wynn McLeod, Woman of Impact Award winner in healthcare, Erin Kinney Richard. The boys are stealing the show here, though. You know, they're learning. They're learning radio very quickly here, and Jill's teaching them over there.
Which Darcy is probably very gravely concerned about.
No, it's great. They're asking tons of questions, so a big shout out to Tucker and Huey. Thanks for being here today, guys. Hey?
Yeah.
And you're going to be late for school today, too, which is fine. Yes. Super. Look at the big smiles.
It's not every day they get to see their grandmother.
Their Mima on the radio.
On the radio receiving a pretty special award.
And you know what? I think one thing has become very evident, you know, how passionate you are about everything that you do. And, you know, healthcare is one of those areas where we need champions to really just kind of wave that flag. And I think that you are the perfect person for it. And you're doing it already, you know, unbeknownst to you probably, but you are definitely waving it, which is so important in general. What you do beginning there is so important, but just being a steward of that industry is huge as well. So, you know, I think thank you for doing that is kind of an understatement.
Well, that's, I appreciate that. It's, been an absolutely incredibly rewarding career.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm blessed by what I do. You know, I do a little bit of teaching for Holland College for second year students, and that's, I really enjoy that, to get to share what I do with them. And I hope to maybe impart a bit of passion to them, where they can see, you know, I've worked in so many different disciplines in healthcare, and I've loved every single one of them, you know. You don't have to be pigeonholed into one thing. You, there's so many places for you to be. If your passion is mental health, then that's what you can do. If your passion is working acute care, that's what you can do. If your passion is a specialty clinic, that's what you can do. If your passion is long-term care, which, you know, the people working there are just, I have tremendous respect for them. You know, that's what you can do. You know, but understand that you're going to get into a career that it's literally going to give you back 10 times what you put into it. Mm-hmm. So I go to work every day saying 110%, you know, give that, you're going to get more than that back. And, you know, I always think of a phrase my mother uses all the time, and I think she took it from Gandhi, which was, do all the good you can in all the ways you can to all the people you can for as long as you can. And I just think that's a great mantra in healthcare. I think it is what we're doing in healthcare. Yeah. And I encourage people to go into nursing. It's been incredibly rewarding and satisfying for me.
We should do a few shout outs.
Yeah.
I think we should do a few shout outs because you have quite the entourage here, and you're really setting the bar for the rest of the week for the people that are coming in because this is great. So who do you have with you that you want to do a shout out, even if they're not here, that you want to shout out?
Shout out first to my parents. Yeah, I don't know. I'd fight you if you think you have better parents than mine, Jim and Sharon Kinney, because they're tremendous. My absolutely supportive husband, Stephen, who takes every crazy thing I have to say and supports it somehow. My four beautiful children, I'm incredibly proud of them, Riley and Cassie and Charlotte and Jack, and my wonderful grandchildren, Georgia and Tucker and Hugh, who are here. And a shout out just one more time to my incredible coworkers.
Right.
I am so fortunate every day to work with these people who are just dedicating themselves to doing good work in every way that they can.
The spotlight's on you today, and it's well-deserved.
So well-deserved. And I have to say, this has probably been my favorite day of work with you here, and you have such words of wisdom and encouragement for everybody, and the boys, of course, spending some time with us. But I just have to highlight, you said something that like literally stopped me in my tracks, and from your volunteering at the Upper Room in the soup kitchen, and just saying that you go out and chat with people and you want them to know that they matter. And that's such an important just thing to take away, I think, for all of us. So I hope we can go out in the world today with Aaron's inspiration and make sure that we show someone that they matter. That's everything. So thank you so much. You're so well-deserving.
It's been a real honor. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.